2, the second precept. The principle of abstention from taking the not given, or generosity. Just as the first precept is not simply a matter of not killing, even though the negative form of the precept is couched in those terms, so the second precept is not simply a matter of not stealing. And in this case, the negative form of the precept does in fact make this quite clear. Adinadana veramani means, literally, abstention, veramani, from seizing or grasping. Adana, that which is not given. Adinna. In other words, it means not taking or appropriating that which another is not willing to give. Since violence consists in our doing to another what he does not want us to do to him, taking the not given is therefore a form of violence. It is a violence committed not in respect of the actual person of the other, as in the case of physical attack, but in respect of his property. Though it is arguable that violence in respect of property is indirectly violence in respect of the person, inasmuch as property, by very definition, belongs to someone, in this case the other, and is his property. This, of course, raises the whole question of ownership, about which I shall have something to say in a minute. Since taking the not given is a form of violence, all that has been said about force and violence in connection with the first precept, including what has been said about the golden rule, and about the power mode and the love mode, can be taken as also said about the second precept, and applied accordingly. For this reason, it will not be necessary for us to deal with the second precept at quite the same length as the first. After dealing with generosity, the positive form of the second precept, I shall make a few remarks on 3 points arising in connection with its observance, and then conclude by dealing very briefly with the subject of ownership. In Song of Myself, one of the earliest sections of Leaves of Grass to be composed, Walt Whitman announces, "Behold, I do not give lectures or a little charity. When I give myself." These lines illustrate the difference between love, in the sense that the term was used in connection with the first precept, and generosity, in the sense that the word was used in connection with the second. Love gives itself. That is, love is a self-giving of person to person, or, if you like, a surrender of person to person. Surrender here meaning the complete abandonment of any advantage derived from the power mode. Generosity is a giving of property to person, and is an expression of love. Indeed, where love exists in its fullness, there is no question even of generosity, because love is, in the last resort, incompatible with the sense of ownership, and therefore with property, and thinks not so much in terms of generosity as in terms of common ownership, or sharing. Shakespeare gives matchless expression to the paradoxical implications of this mutual generosity in one of his poems. When I started preparing this paper, I did not know that I would be quoting the poets so much, or that the poets would have so much to say on the subject of ethics. Speaking of the mutual love of the phoenix and the turtle, he assures us, "So between them love did shine, that the turtle saw his right flaming in the phoenix sight. Either was the other's mine. Property was thus appalled, that the self was not the same. Single nature's double name, neither two nor one was called. Reason in itself confounded, saw division grow together. To themselves, yet either neither, simple were so well compounded, that it cried, How true a twain seemeth this concordant one. Love hath reason, reason none, if what parts can so remain. For Buddhism, it is not so much a question of a twain seeming a concordant one, as of the whole spiritual community being such. Ultimately, as in the case of the Bodhisattva, generosity reaches a point where the giver, the gift, and the recipient of the gift cease to be distinguishable. It is this kind of generosity that constitutes the positive form of the second precept, as well as the true counterpart, within the context of so-called property relations, of the positive form of the first precept, that is, love.